Here we are.
It is us again. I'm Kid Fury.
I'm Crystal.
And this is The Read.
Once again, we just had so much fun the last time. We just felt compelled. Like, we just had to return.
Yeah, I don't know how they allowed us to do that, though.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Like, I figured we probably would have been like,
like, would have gotten an email the next day, like, we're kindly asking you to never return.
Like, please... Don't ever come back.
Like, we just would appreciate it. Don't promote the thing you recorded here. Don't tweet us.
We like, don't know you.
Just, but no, it didn't work out that way. Here we are. We're back again.
And we're excited to be here. So, how was your week?
Pretty good. I can't think of anything bad that happened. I went to work.
Went home. As you spoke about in the last episode.
That's how I like it.
Okay. Yes. Well, mine was the regular Kid Fury business blogging.
Oh, yeah. Everything that it takes to be a celebrity and maintain the celebrity that is Kid Fury. Yeah, I get
I'm
that.
I'm not a celebrity.
Okay. Well, anyway, so it's a full-time job being yourself.
I was working. I'm just going to say that from now on.
Well, I don't give
a
shit.
But I was just working.
You can say whatever you want. It doesn't matter. You're still a fucking celebrity. So...
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So let's just get into some hot topics.
Yeah, what's been going on?
All right, first and foremost, let's talk about Chris Brown again.
Oh, yellow cake.
And his slow transformation into Kayla Bryant.
Them motherfuckers at NBC be knowing.
They know all of it.
They know everything. Like, that's so unfair. Like,
so he was at this club this past weekend. And I want to say that I think it's safe to say that he was high off his ass on white. But oh. I mean, I could be wrong, but.
Okay.
He was in this club and randomly grabbed this microphone and starts in a very melodic song, encouraging the men in the crowd to tell their women that they own that pussy.
What?
Well, I mean.
Wait, really?
Yeah, no, like, there's video, like, up on TMZ and a whole bunch of blogs of Chris Brown saying, you know, you gotta say to her that that's my pussy baby. And, like, encouraging the man, basically saying, like, you have to say this to her or she'll fuck another nigga.
What?
Like, you have to kind of take ownership of
her vagina.
Of her vagina. But the great part about it is that he sang it in a song. So I don't know if it's, like, lyrics to an upcoming record or what's happening.
No, so the words are, fellas...
No, the words are like, that's my pussy baby, so you better not ever give it away.
Okay,
something.
Yeah, no.
I feel like he was really just high.
Yeah, he had to have been, but that's so dumb. Like, what do you even mean? That's, if it were your pussy, it would be on your body. It's not yours.
Right. I'm not, but what bothers me is that is so, like, gross and, like, super, like, misogynistic.
It is, and it is exactly what NBC said he would do.
That's the part that pisses me off. Like, that is so Kayla Bryant. What is wrong with this nigga?
The white people at 30 Rock be knowing.
Their feet are kicked up right now.
They're so excited. And after he acted an ass with that valet parking thing and got on that because then people charged him $10, like, look at Kayla Bryant.
Look at how close those two things happened to one another. These literally were like... 2 days apart, if that. So, like, he's clearly showing the world that them niggas who wrote that episode of Law & Order SVU were correct.
They were. Somebody needs to go back and rewatch SVU and try to get an idea of how much time elapsed. I can't talk. In between each event. And then just match that up with the real world and see how long it's going to take Chris Brown to smack the shit out of Rihanna and
throw her ass off a boat.
Just throw off of a boat.
Good God. I don't know.
Chris Brown needs help.
I said in my last video that I want for that nigga to go to a fucking, sit in the middle of a barn in fucking Iowa or Idaho, or like a flyover state somewhere. Then, you know,
not
someplace.
Even a flyover state, because Chris will find a way to fuck some hoes. You have to find a state where, like, no people live within a 250-mile radius, like South Dakota.
If he goes and moves to, like, the very, very tip of the Bronx, like, up there somewhere.
Well, you better... Actually, if you put Chris Brown in Brooklyn, there's a 100% chance he's not going to hurt me because I don't go to Brooklyn.
Right.
Ever.
So I don't know. I just want him to sit in a barn in the middle of nowhere and just watch over and over, keep repeatedly watching the "Yo, excuse me, miss" video and just realize that that was your life and it could have stayed that way. It could have been on the up and up. I want him to go where they have absolutely no drugs and no Rihanna, no iMessage, no internet, nothing. And I want him to churn butter.
No tattoo artists.
No tattoo artists, no fucking Matchbox cars. Just churn this motherfucking butter, bitch, and go catch our damn dinner. Just do that for like 3 months.
This is so brilliant.
For like 3 months, I guarantee you he will come back a changed man.
He will.
That's my plan.
That's
plan
so,
for him.
Oh my God. You're so smart.
And you know what? I don't even want to check for it. I don't.
Chris Brown needs some. Ugh. Anyway. Jesus, gotta step in on that motherfucker.
So I know that you're not very big on like rap artists, but I do believe I mentioned ASAP Rocky to you once. Do you know who that is? Because you're not big on the
ASAP. Now, I do know that name. I have heard that name before.
Well, he's like this new rapper guy from Harlem, and he has like...
Oh, God. From Harlem. Ugh.
Shut up, bitch.
Just like... Anyway. And just like that. Not about to go down that rabbit hole. Anyway.
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 He's a rapper from Harlem.
Okay.
And he's got like the Flavor Flav braids, like the plaits that come down.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And like he has gold teeth sometimes, and like he... calls himself like Pretty Flacco.
Okay. No. What song does he have?
Oh, well, that would have been an easier way of explaining, huh?
Because I don't know what the fuck he looks like.
Anyway, he has a song that's really popular, especially up here in New York. It's called Fucking Problems.
Oh.
You know, the...
that's my fucking
damn,
problem.
Damn, I like the fucking, got the fucking problem. That's A$AP Rocky's song. But it's like 80 niggas on that song, so you, I mean...
So, not that's a fucking problem?
Anyway, there's a rapper from Harlem.
So yeah, I don't know what the fuck
Rocky.
He is, but what happened to him?
he did an interview recently with The Vibe, I believe, and he told the interviewer, who I think was Angela Yee, he was basically like giving this like inspirational relationship advice, mm-hmm. and it started really nicely, and I thought that he was going somewhere with it, and I was like, oh, look at this nigga being deep and intelligent and intellectual or whatever, and having a heart, because he started by saying like, you know, if you're not happy with the person that you're with, don't be with them, don't commit to them, that kind of thing. Just like,
yes.
You know, it was like going, I felt like it might have gone.
It's really sweet advice.
You know, I thought it might have gone a nice way.
Yeah.
But then he said that he's never gotten into a relationship with a girl before he had sex with him. He's always had sex with a girl first and then, you know, I guess considered a relationship.
Really?
Because he says you have to be sexually compatible with your partner. And if you get in a relationship, then you're going to end up cheating if you don't enjoy it.
What?
And so...
I have a few things.
Please.
So, first of all, I'm really still not entirely sure who you're talking about, but that's okay. Secondly, I would be interested in knowing how many kids this young man has.
I don't think.
Because if you fucking girls, before you decide to even be in a relationship with girls, I'm certain you have hella kids. Or you have financed hella abortions. It's one or the other.
I don't believe that he has any children.
How old is he? Do you know? Is he like
18? He's not older than me. I think he's 24.
Oh, well, really? Okay, well, that's a horrible policy, one that encourages, I mean, the casual passing back and forth of STDs at the bare fucking minimum. Like, it's disgusting. That's a disgusting thing to say. But it also, it just makes me think about how so many young people of color, to me, seem to be really focused on like girlfriend and boyfriend relationships. And they don't even think, like they don't even envision anything past that. It's like
Right. Girlfriend,
boyfriend, baby mama, baby daddy is as wide as their mind goes. And
Right. That's
what that makes me think of. Because usually when people say you need to be sexually compatible before you commit to a partner, they mean getting fucking married. They don't mean saying, will you go with me? Yes or no. Like what the fuck? When people say that, they mean signing a legal document and creating a business relationship with somebody, like
right.
A legal partnership. They're not talking about something that ends whenever the other person says so.
Right.
So that is just so fucking stupid to me. Like, we need to be sexually compatible before we commit. Like, nigga, I'm just asking, can we go to the movies every other Friday?
Right.
Like, will you come with me when I have to babysit my little cousin? I'll braid your sister's hair, shit like that. I'm not.
You just got so country.
So
like your twang came
well,
out.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
See, any.
But
I return to my point of, I just think that's so sad that so many young people, because evidently this person is young, just have that mindset of we need to be sexually compatible before we commit. Like, if you go together, I mean, then you've committed.
That's a great part of being in a relationship anyway, when you're with someone who you like for everything besides sex.
Right.
And that's just a great part of being in a relationship is, you know, experiencing that person sexually and, you know, learning their likes and their dislikes and figuring out how to be like really sexually compatible.
Right. And I just like, I want to say that people can do whatever they want to do. I'm not judging you. It's not my dick that's going to be covered in herpes. You stick it in the ninth bitch in, you know, 10 days. So.
You always have to stab people in the face before you get to your sweet point. So
it's not my genitals that you over here playing Russian roulette with. So you can do whatever you want. But I just think really emotionally, that's an unhealthy thing to do. Have sex with somebody that you're not even sure you fucking like yet because you feel like you need to be sexually compatible. Like, maybe your sexual compatibility would be better after you actually dating for a little while.
Right.
But whatever. You hoes do whatever you want to with your own shit. It ain't me.
I love you. Okay. So, let's just move on from the guy you've never heard of.
Okay.
Let's talk about, did you hear Justin Timberlake's answer to the Kanye rant we talked about
on
last
Saturday
episode?
Night Live?
Yeah.
I watched Saturday Night Live, but a bunch of people tweeted me about that, and I was like, no, I think I missed it. Like, I didn't hear him actually say it. I was so busy, like,
crying. Justin replaced one of the lines in his song Suit and Tie to something like, my hit's so sick, got rappers acting dramatic. And so slyly kept singing and dancing and shucking and jiving.
Well,
and that was that. And Jay-Z still came out on that
Jay-Z
stage.
And Jay-Z said, yep, and this is my motherfucker right here.
And we're going on tour this summer, and that's that.
So, yeah, okay, where's Kanye West right now? I wonder, like, laid up somewhere with that
huddled in a toy box.
He calls a baby mama. Like, where is he? Is he crying? Has anybody talked to him? Have they, you know, made sure he's not mentally unstable right now? Because I'm sure that really,
you know, you have to be concerned when these kinds of things happen.
I'm sure that rocked Kanye's boat.
It had to.
I'm positive it did.
Well, while he is somewhere,
he's probably
dramatic,
sitting somewhere with Mason Disick, like trying to talk out his feelings right now.
And Mason is looking at him like, sis,
I don't have the time.
I really don't.
Like, Blue Ivy is on hold. So what do you want?
So while he's sitting somewhere acting dramatic or being upset or whatever the fuck Kanye is doing.
Poor dad.
Kim Kardashian is getting an interesting piece of work done.
Really?
So there's this thing that apparently rich white people who like wasting money do.
Oh, okay.
And it's called a vampire facial. And basically,
yeah, I'm going to need you to break that down.
Right. Because when I read this story, I was just kind of like,
Keep going, please.
Because doesn't it already sound bad?
It sounds bad.
Okay. So a vampire facial is basically this procedure that people get. They get done on their face. And the idea is to like rejuvenate your skin and deep into your flesh and stuff. But basically what they do is remove like your blood, the blood from your face, and then they process it and then they inject it back into the skin.
Wait, like when you have like that liver disorder and they have to drain out your blood and clean it and put it back in you?
Something like that.
What?
But see, even with that, you're pulling blood out and you're cleaning it and putting it back. This is them. Well, from what I've read, it's them taking blood out, processing it, quote unquote, and then putting it back into your skin.
In your face.
So what happens, I guess, after the procedure is that your face is covered like, well, there's a picture of Kim Kardashian up and it's her face and it's covered in blood.
Ugh. Wait, so she's still bleeding from the face even after it's done?
I guess, because this picture, she's just got this little white towel and it's covered in blood and her face is covered in blood.
And this is something she did recently? Like,
yeah,
since she's been pregnant?
I believe so, yeah, because it just came out this weekend. And tweeted, she said that if that's what a facelift feels like, she'll, like, never get one.
But, bitch, aren't you pregnant? Why?
Like, why?
So I'm assuming that either you have enough money that people will just do whatever you want them to do, or some doctor actually signed off on this. But I can't think of a pregnant woman.
Yeah, I really feel like
who would go through something like, who would have blood drained from her face and
even if
fucking
it's
processed and put it back. Right. Like, why would you do something that fucking vain while you are pregnant? That is the stupidest fucking shit. Somebody like Kim Kardashian, who can get whatever face treatment, cream, gel, makeup artist, whatever in the motherfuck she wants, is getting a fucking vampire facial while she's, what, 3-4 months pregnant? 5 months, maybe? I don't even fucking know. Like, I don't know a pregnant woman who would lay down and let somebody do something like that to her. Remove blood from her body and put whatever shit in it they want and put it back into your face. No, not even like 16-year-old girls who got pregnant in behind the fucking McDonald's dumpster would do some shit like that. That is completely cosmetic and could potentially have an effect on your baby. I don't know anybody who would do it.
Well, I mean, this is Kim Kardashian we're fucking talking about.
And that goes back to exactly what I said on the last podcast about Kanye
getting with a vain bitch,
sticking his dick in the most vain thing he could possibly find. Ugh.
I just want to know, like, who, even if this was some legit shit that made your fucking face look like fucking buttermilk and just like lavender and honey, like even if it just made your fucking skin amazing, why would you even do it? Like, if a doctor sat in front of you and told you, what we're going to do is we're going to snatch the blood out of your mug and then we're going to process it.
Whatever, we're going to, whatever the fuck that is.
Fuck that even means. We're going to process it and then we're going to stick it back into your face. Sign here.
Nope.
Like, what would make you say yes to that?
Like, no.
They are literally telling you that they are going to take your blood out of your face and put things in it, process it, and run it through machines and put it back in your damn face.
You know
face.
What I'm going to do? I'm going to just take this blood God gave me that I've had all my life.
And I'm going to run with that.
I'm going to just keep this shit.
That's what I'm going to do.
And if that means that I look old when I'm fucking old, then guess what? I earned it. I don't give a fuck.
That's it. Woo! I can't stand. Okay. I can't. I can't.
I cannot deal with superficial, vain people. They drive me crazy. Why would you do some shit like that? Fuck you, Kim Kardashian. I mean, I hope your baby's healthy or whatever, but girl, fuck you. Like, just fuck you so hard, sis.
Okay. So, speaking of new looks and shit, did you see this picture this past weekend of Amanda Bynes?
In that fucking $2.50 blonde yakky shit.
Did not. Okay, this bitch wig looks like a chewed up iPhone charger. I swear on everything. It was just so nappy and like the strands were everywhere. It looked like she was electrocuted.
It looked it looked like the weaves I usually see on black girls in Harlem. It was, no, don't look at me like that. No, I don't give a shit. It looks like the weaves you normally see in Harlem. Like, what the hell happened to Amanda Bynes?
I just want to know where she went. She's had on this Scully. Did you see the press on nails she had on?
No,
and then she has
kidding?
Like, then she has like the those piercings that bitches are getting in their cheeks.
She kind of looked like Rita Ora to me.
Yes. I said she was channeling like Rita Ora and Iggy Azalea and like the Bad Girls Club. It was just so terrifying.
And then, but it was just, it was like everything bad that you could possibly put into a person and still look kind of white and maybe like other white people still want to help her. That's
right.
What Amanda Bynes looked like right at that moment.
She looked like she hadn't bathed.
What happened? No, like literally what happened? Like, she used to be a sweet
well,
little...
you know, they said that she dated Kid Cudi. I don't know.
Kid Cudi.
Yeah. From Good Music. Ooh, girl, you really don't know her.
No, no, no. I know Kid Cudi. Poker Face. The
yes.
Poker Face remix.
Yes.
Okay.
They said that she was dating him for a while.
I wouldn't think Kid Cudi could turn a white woman out like that, though. Kid Cudi sound kind of like a hipster, kind of fun.
Yeah, he kind of is like a hipster.
Yeah, like, not really. You know, he's Donald Glover. He ain't, you know, real nigga. He ain't DMX.
Well, it's... that may be true. I just don't know what what happened since Amanda,
I don't think black. I don't think black dick can do that to you if it comes from Kid Cudi. Like, what? No, she's on some potent black dick. She's on something, some shit. Even black women be like, no, I don't fuck with that nigga.
Maybe it's a pimp because she kind of looks like she has.
Well, I mean, is that it? Has she run out of money? Bless her heart. I really like that little white girl.
Even after, I mean, she did all that. She did the Amanda show.
Yeah.
And then she was on, like, What I Like About You for a while.
Right. That was a cute show.
And doing movies all in between. There's no way you could smoke out
Amanda,
all that money.
Girl, I know that the young white woman who still lives within you, she's ready to come back out. And she just wants you to go take off that Rita Ora foundation. She just wants you to take them tracks out your head, sweetie, because whatever your real hair looks like, it's better than that. I promise you. And that's a message to all you raggedy weave wearing bitches.
You're just not here.
Whatever your real hair looks like, it's better than that shit.
So you're gonna
take it out. Anyway, Amanda Bynes, sweetie, just go take a shower and a nap and you'll be fine. And whatever niggas you know, quit calling them. Quit calling them, girl.
So then let's talk about, it's quite interesting, actually, that we have been segueing so beautifully into each one of these topics.
What's going on?
Because we not only talked about Rita Ora in this.
We did.
But we also talked about weaves. And so Azealia Banks and Rita Ora got into it.
Just stop right the fuck there.
Listen, we are going to get it together. So
first things first.
Wait, let me say what happened before I even allow you.
I'm judging you.
I just want to talk about this before I let you loose. Can we do that?
Do whatever you want.
So Azealia Banks and Rita Ora got into it this past weekend, sort of, kind of. They're apparently like on the same tour or performing at the same couple festivals somewhere in whatever the fuck.
Okay.
And I guess somehow Rita Ora was making friends with Azealia's dancers or something. I don't know if she was being shady. I don't know.
Okay.
The point is, Rita Ora took some pictures of Azealia Banks' dancers and put them on Instagram. And then Azealia Banks was saying that she's thirsty, climbing over the walls to take pictures,
thirsty,
and she's been trying it. And then she said that Rita Ora is just mad because she's Rihanna's understudy. So then Rita Ora.
Oh, well. Okay.
So then Rita Ora.
Rita Ora.
Apparently texted Azealia Banks. And said, like, at the end of the day, I don't know who the fuck you are. Secondly, I was just trying to be nice to you this entire time.
Black ass.
And.
Bitch. Sorry. Keep going.
And your dancers were talking to me. Furthermore, I'll see your ass at the motherfucking concert. That's exactly what she said, word for word.
Love it.
See your ass at the motherfucking concert. So that is what a bitch texts to another bitch, iMessage, Facebook. That's when they
come
know that.
See me.
That's what that means. Like, we're about to throw hands.
Real bitches know.
Anyway, so Azealia Banks uploaded that screenshot of the text and said
doesn't sound like something Azealia Banks would do.
Said that, you know, Rita was going out of her way to intimidate her and was like taking pictures of her when she wasn't looking and that kind of thing. And so
I bet she did say that.
That's where a lot of that, you know, whole incident came from. And I think that's pretty much where it is at this point. And
well,
it's,
you know what,
where it's gonna
I
stay.
Hate
to, just go ahead.
I just, no, because it really, it pains me to do this. I hate to bring up old shit. But, I mean, my nigga, exactly one podcast ago, I said to you, do you want to talk about why you shouldn't see it for Azealia Banks? And you said, do you want to talk about why I didn't see it for Azealia Banks?
Oh, God.
And I said, I'm just letting you know that I have a track record of being right. And one day you're not going to see it for Azealia Banks either.
But
and
that
day that might
day ain't
not
today.
Be today. But that day coming.
Anyway,
every other day is some shit about this bitch on Twitter, on Twitter media, because she doesn't really make real news. But she's on Twitter every other fucking day for something stupid, petty, trivial, and or dumb.
Well,
every other day.
Well, I will say this.
Say it.
I posted her new single today, which is called Young Rapunzel. And in the comments.
Wait, okay. No, please continue.
In the comments, someone brought up to me, well, they basically asked, why haven't you said anything about her constantly beefing with people?
Yeah, why haven't you?
And I responded to that person by saying, I have tweeted that I don't see it for the drama. Mm-hmm. And I have said to her that I don't see it for the drama.
Okay.
I've told her to ignore people and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And she does whatever the fuck she wants to, which she has her right to do.
I'm not
holding
you.
But I'm not done. But I said, I find it really fucking funny that people are acting like this, because a lot of them are the exact same people. And you probably don't know much about this, but a lot of them are the exact same people who came for mine own wig last year when I couldn't stand her motherfucking ass, and I said the exact same thing that people are saying now.
Okay, well.
Just a year ago, or a little less than a year ago, before her EP came out, before her mixtape came out, and I was saying that she was constantly on Twitter starting shit with people, and she was on all of these beats, and I thought that her music was great, but I couldn't stand her attitude. And everybody was saying, she's this young black girl, and she's living her dreams, and so what? Why can't girls have their own personalities? And male rappers do this type of shit all the time, and all that stuff. And I was like, well, bitch, I don't see it for her, because I don't like her fucking attitude, and her music is great. Well, you know, what does that matter? Why does someone's attitude, people, Kanye, all of that.
Okay.
And I was like, well, you know what? I don't see it for her. I love her music, but her attitude stinks.
Okay.
I said that a year ago, and everybody came for my wig. Now, the tables have turned, because I don't give a fuck who this bitch is beefing with on Twitter. I love her music, and it is what it is, and I leave that shit there. And now everyone's asking, now you mad at me because I'm not go off on her? For what? I've told that bitch, listen, keep it cute. All of these tweets and things like that, leave it alone. She doesn't. She does whatever the fuck she wants to. I don't believe that she is out here doing it for attention. I think that she's just really a confrontational young little girl, and she does not give a fuck.
Okay.
That's just how I feel. So, read or... as long as you don't come for my family, my friends, Beyonce, or Jesus, say whatever the fuck you want.
I don't really care about, like, almost everything that you just said. I just have, like, one real question. And that is, how the fuck is she going to refer to herself as young Rapunzel when her head looks like that? Rapunzel had edges.
All right.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm done. I'm not talking about Azealia Banks no more.
Great. Let's wind down. Are you all upset?
No, I was upset. And I was upset because everybody trying to,
get it. We know.
Just know me. That's what the fuck I'm saying. And I'm going to keep it there. Know me. Maybe next time when I say some shit, bitch, you'll listen, because I don't give a fuck no more.
And you know what I need for you to do? Pack up all that Miami and push it way back down inside, because I'm not the one.
Kenya Moore's video.
Girl. That's what I said, girl. Bitch.
Did you watch it on TV or did you watch it online?
Oh, no. I was so stupid and stayed up super late last night. The time change threw me off and I just wasn't tired. And it was like 1:30 in the morning. And somebody was like, oh, my God, this Kenya Moore video. Something about swish to my haters or twirl. I don't know what the fuck the song is called, but apparently she's got some famous line from that fuck ass show. I'm gone with the wind, fabulous.
Ooh, took you a while.
It did. So, but anyway, the fucking video, what? Like, what was that?
She had drag queens dressed up.
So that was a drag queen.
Yeah, the one who was supposed to be Portia or whoever she got into
it. At the very beginning when she was arguing, she was like, you say I'm ugly, I say I'm fabulous. You say I'm HIV positive, I say I'm fabulous.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like that one, because I could have sworn later in the video I saw B. Scott like next to her in a car, like doing that little paw
that
thing. So that was him.
Yes.
Because somebody on Twitter was like, no, that's not him. That's somebody from RuPaul's Drag Race. And I was like,
no, the first person who popped up was a drag queen named Shangela from RuPaul's. But B. Scott was in the video.
Okay. So it was two different people. Okay.
Right.
Because I thought it was B. Scott in the whole, like, I thought B. Scott was all throughout the video and everybody else was like, no, it's some girl from Drag Race. So, but anyway, that was deplorable.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly Kenya Moore thinks that her life is.
It was like weird reenactments of her, like, quote unquote, famous moments from Housewives of Atlanta. And then, like, random shots of her trying to do the single ladies choreography. I was just like,
what the fuck?
She said
was
she was
that?
Paying homage to Beyonce, and I'm like, how?
This is disgusting.
This is offensive.
This is an insult.
Like, Beyonce's mad now. She got, when Beyonce said it at the Super Bowl, I knew Kenya was gonna be hype about it after the Super Bowl performance.
Oh yeah, she was so
Beyonce
fucking
said they
thrilled.
Were gone with the wind, fabulous, and I just know Kenya was, as soon as she Kenya heard that, her
up.
Pussy got wet and her clit jumped, and she just got so excited. She was like, I'm gonna find a way
to pay her back for this, and that was what that was.
That video was a fucking disaster.
I think that the whole thing was supposed to be kind of like an ode to drag culture.
Oh, really?
Because she looked like a drag queen. She was like on a stage, like doing lip sync.
Doesn't she always look like a drag queen? So her regular makeup is drag queenish?
Yeah, but I'm saying like it was twice the drag. Like, cause the hair, it was like that big poofy. Like.
So it was supposed to be sort of tongue in cheek then? It wasn't serious?
I don't know what the fuck it was supposed to be besides
all I know is
like she kept like in scenes like doing her little twirl and spinning around like she was Storm from X-Men.
Oh yeah, she was like twirl.
And then, like, spin around really, really, really fast like a fucking mutant and then blow someone away.
And now that I think about it, when I
like
heard...
Like, in church.
Like, when I heard the song, I was like, this sounds like it would really go off in the gay club. Like, it sounds
and
like something...
Don't. And
no,
don't.
I bet you it will. I bet you if you go to the club this weekend and enough of them niggas and snorted that white shit or that Molly or whatever these young people are taking, they play that shit, them niggas is gonna go off.
If I ever see you... in any club, any venue, or even in the street, twirling to Gone with the Wind, Fabulous Men, gay, straight, bisexual, trisexual, I don't give a fuck what you are. If I ever see that shit, I'm going to personally ask you for your mother's number, and I'm going to call her, and I'm going to have a long conversation with that woman.
Yeah.
We're going to have to discuss it.
And you should.
Absolutely. Not even just for being gay and twirling, just for listening, for hearing that song. And twirling to that record, we're going to have to talk to someone about your decisions.
Yeah.
Because
you're making poor ones.
Especially in the club. I would have to be like, bitch, I would have to take all, I would have to literally pull all of the coke that is in Chris Brown's bloodstream right now.
You know what?
Out of his body. And I would have to like ingest it.
You know what?
I'd have to literally take all of the cocaine out of his blood.
My nigga.
And ingest it to be so fucked up that I will twirl in front of anyone to that song.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, those are our hot topics for this
goodness.
Here episode of The Read.
My goodness.
I feel like that was a journey.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I feel, I had a lot of emotions.
I feel a little fatigued.
Yeah. I kind of need a nap.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, all right. So I dived into our little inbox here.
Okay.
Looking for comments and questions and stuff from the people at home.
Okay.
Or at school or wherever the fuck you're listening to this, the bathroom, church. And I really didn't see that many questions. A lot of them were stuff that we've already talked about, or I didn't really understand it. Some of them I felt like were extremely personal, and I don't want to put your business on the air.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think the most interesting question we got so far was, like, have you had a date, or how was your first date experience in New York?
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, I just thought that it was a good question. The only problem is I haven't been on one.
Yeah, me either, so we can't really answer
We can't really. Why do you think that is?
Why is that? Why do I think it is you haven't been on a date?
Why do you think it is that you haven't been on a
date? Oh, I was going to say, because I'll be happy to answer that for you.
Oh, well, please do.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yes. No, I want to hear this.
Do you really?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Well, I think you haven't been on a date since you moved here because you've been dealing emotionally with, you know, being away from your family for the first time, like physically away from them, living in a totally different state. You've been dealing with that emotionally. You're learning how to like really take care of yourself and support yourself on your own. And those things take a lot of brain power, you know, from a person, and you don't really have time to focus on dating or whatever the fuck else. Like, you just don't feel like it. And then also, you've been needing to hurry up and get the fuck over somebody, and it's been inhibiting you from dating others.
Well.
Boop.
You just love sitting over there in that, don't you? I think that you haven't been on a date.
Okay.
Because you have, you are completely unable of loving. You are completely unable to love. So, that's my response to you. You haven't been on a date because you just don't see it for anyone, and because you don't believe in emotion or love. That is why. All right, so now that we both know why we're alone, Crystal is dying.
That's so funny. Jesus, okay. My God.
So,
bring me back, Savior.
If you are at home and you have something that you want us to talk about, if you have questions, if you want advice, if you have suggestions, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever.
Send it to asktheread@gmail.com and we shall cover them possibly.
Yes.
So now that we're towards the end of the show, we only really have one thing left, and that is our read.
The read.
So what's
yours?
Why do I have to start?
I don't know.
Well, you started last time.
Did I? Yeah. I did. So yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. So my read's kind of deep.
Okay.
Sort of.
Okay.
It's kind of about homophobic gays. Well, this is a branch of it.
Oh, Christ.
Thanks. This is just a branch of it. Because there's a lot to talk about when it comes to homophobic gays. But I just want to say that I'm tired of hearing gay guys say that there's no such thing as bisexual guys. And this is why. I just feel like you are literally like sitting in front of me with your face in your hands.
No, I'm totally listening.
I don't like hearing gay guys say that they don't believe, or there's no such thing, rather, mm-hmm. than bisexual guys. And the reason I just feel that way is I just think that it's kind of, to me, it makes me feel, I feel the same way when I hear that as I do when I hear like straight guys say that gay guys weren't born that way.
Oh, really?
Yes, because it's like you're speaking for something that you're not
a part of.
Right. So I just feel like I'm really tired of people acting as if they know everything about sexuality. I feel like there is no black and white when it comes to sexuality. Like there's no just right. gay and straight or any of these things. There's like a huge gray area, I think. And so I don't think that it's fair to say that there's no such thing as bisexual men, because there are. But the reason that they say that is because there are a lot of gay men who pretend to be bisexual or say they're bisexual because for whatever reason, I guess they feel like that's a little bit more socially acceptable.
Or when they, right, it's like so they kind of feel more comfortable with coming out and saying I'm bisexual, like kind of opening up the possibility that they'll still be with a girl is like a way to ease
right.
people into you being gay. Yeah. I would say just about every bisexual man I've ever known has eventually, you know, told me that he was gay. All but like one and a half.
No, I know a lot of fake bisexual guys too. Yeah. So I understand why, you know, why one would think that there is no such thing or that they don't exist or that they all be lying. But I know that I don't believe, because then you have like girls who are fake gay.
Right.
And girls who are like fake bisexual because they think that that's hot and that men just love the idea, blah, blah, blah. So they'd be like on Twitter fake flirting with some other girl or whatever, you know, putting on a show for these no good niggas who would never take care of your child if you had one anyway and will never put a fucking ring on your finger. They do all of that. So would you say that there's no such thing as bisexual girls?
Well, no, they wouldn't. But I, you know, they don't really, straight men who like fetishize bisexual women, they don't really consider them outside the concept of sex. They're not thinking about like maybe two studs being together or like
right.
women who just do shit like garden and watch TV. They're thinking about like two 23-year-old skinny white girls with fake tits and blonde hair, you know, having sex with each other to turn him on and then he gets to come through.
Yeah, that's pretty much what straight guys
that's what they're thinking of. So yeah, they right. So when they think bisexual women, that's what they're thinking of. They're thinking about sex and then they're thinking about two women having sex because they're straight.
Right.
So
but when it comes to guys, it's completely different thing. I just know just bitch. Sexuality is just not like flipping a fucking coin. There's a whole bunch of shit that you don't know nothing about.
Right.
And I'm tired of people acting like they know everything about sexuality. And I also feel like it's detrimental to the lesbian, gay, bisexual community, which I hardly ever speak about because right. I'm not that kind of motherfucker. But I think it is detrimental when you are a gay person or you're a part of this community running around completely like disowning another part of it
okay.
or acting as if that other part doesn't exist.
You're right. This was really deep.
You have to just figure out a way weekly to make me feel bad about myself.
What the fuck? I just said it was deep.
But you said it with this way and this face that the listeners can't see.
Nobody gives a shit about that.
What is your read, bitch?
No, I was just saying, damn, nigga, that's deep. Okay, nigga, we talked about like real shit. Okay, damn.
What's your read?
So, Mayor Bloomberg has this whole, like, he had this whole campaign shortly before I even moved here. So about 9 months ago, about banning like any soft drinks over 16 ounces or whatever the fuck.
About that.
Anyway, it was finally supposed to go in place like maybe a couple days ago or last week. And somebody shut it down. Like something happened legally to temporarily suspend that happening. And so the mayor's office got on Twitter today and sent out a tweet about, we know the New York City Health Authority can do something about the obesity epidemic in New York, or the obesity or the obesity epidemic period. You know, I can't talk anymore. Oh, but anyway, to sum it up, they were saying that the health authority should be involved because this is a health issue and a health crisis for New Yorkers. And all that's fine. Like, whatever, pop is bad for you, don't give a shit. But
when she says pop, she means soda.
No, I mean pop, nigga.
Okay, go ahead.
The point that I'm making, what makes me so angry, is that the mayor is so fucking fake worried about the health of New Yorkers. Because if he was really worried about the health of New Yorkers, you know what the fuck he would ban?
Please say it.
Cigarettes. I don't know where you're gonna smoke them. Maybe in your own car with nobody else in it. But goddammit, I'm sick of people smoking on the fucking sidewalks.
But wait a minute. He actually did. There was a campaign for people to stop smoking outdoors. I don't remember how long ago this happened.
You can't smoke in public parks. Like, you can't go to Central Park and smoke.
No, but he tried a campaign. I don't remember if this was, I don't think it was last year, because it kind of feels like it was a while ago. But there was a campaign that I remember him trying to get people, like, to ban people from smoking outside, period. Like, smoking, like, walking down the block and shit. I remember that. And somehow it didn't go into place,
I guess. You know, I don't know. Maybe that is true. And if so, then I don't know what happened. But don't bring up this fake bullshit about you can't have 32 ounces of pop because your cigarette and it should have failed. Like, whatever it is, I don't give a fuck.
I heard.
This is stupid. And you, Mayor Bloomberg, look like a goddamn idiot over here talking about the health risks of, you know, people who drink too much pop, when the biggest health risk is these fucking cigarettes I have to deal with every time I step outside. It's
Again,
disgusting.
I'm pretty sure that he tried to do something about that, okay, but it didn't go into. But there was, I think like last week, I heard that he has a new campaign coming around where he's trying to ban earbuds.
Oh, yeah. Something about not being able to turn up your music up too loud. And that is some bullshit. Like, I don't want to hear anything about health from the mayor if it's not about, and banning shit if it's not about cigarettes, period.
If he really gave a fuck about our health as New Yorkers, he would have somebody go into these train stations and scrub at least 5 layers of bacteria off of these walls.
Can I just get the physical piss off of the side of the train car? Like, I'm not even asking for the piss smell to go away, but can somebody remove the actual urine?
Right.
I'm not asking for much. Can I not get accosted by a rat the size of a horse every time I want to take the L? Them fucking rats be big enough to saddle up.
Absolutely. I said this.
Them niggas is huge. Like, you could jump on a rat.
And speaking
and
of.
And get to your destination.
Speaking of rats, if you care about our damn health so much, why in the fuck are they still selling that meat on the damn street out of these trucks?
That meat in the halal truck that comes on a fucking roll. It looks like fucking toilet paper, but it's a slab of meat, and they just cut it off and heat it up.
That gray meat.
I'm getting sick.
Like, it still has fur on it sometimes. Like, all right.
I don't want to hear anything from the mayor's office about health unless it's about these motherfuckers smoking on the sidewalk where people have to walk. Like, we don't have an option of walking somewhere else. We have to be on the sidewalk. And somebody said, well, he's never going to ban that because then nobody, you would essentially not be able to smoke outside at all. And cigarette sales would drop and he needs the tax money. I don't give a fuck about any of that. I give a fuck about me being able to breathe.
Well, again, I think that happened. So let's just figure out why it didn't go into place, because I really didn't give a shit at the point. I didn't live here.
And let me figure out who I need to write about getting some of the piss like out of the train station.
Let's start a campaign for that, you and I.
Y'all just raised my NTA fare. motherfucker, I hope some of that went to the Ramon piss fund.
Hold on. Because, wait a minute. Bitch. I'm so glad that you brought that up. I just remembered, because in my last video, I completely went on a tangent just thinking about that $112 that we have to pay a month for these goddamn MetroCards now. You raised the price of our goddamn MetroCards, but you can't even remove this urine? You can't even remove the vomit and the piss and the goddamn chlamydia from these subway stations, but you want to charge me extra money and you don't want me to drink this soda? Right. Like, I have to have less soda, but I still have the exact same amount of semen on the train.
You know what, Mayor Bloomberg? If you're going to take away things like pop from us
and headphones
and raise the cost of our MetroCards, then you need to legalize some drugs so that we can get through the fucking day.
Please.
Like, we don't advocate doing anything illegally, which is why we say you need to legalize it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's
so
all
that
I'm
niggas
saying.
Can get through the day.
I mean, all of the hardships that you have in New York City, we're not even talking about the natural shit like this fucked up ass weather.
Not even that
shit. Not even that shit. We're talking about shit that is controlled by humans.
Come on.
All of that shit that we have to go through just as a regular New Yorker, and we can't even have like legal marijuana. We can't even have that.
Come on, Mayor Bloomberg. It's the right thing to do.
It is the like. Let's talk about that.
And I'm not even a weed smoker, but it's the right thing to do.
It is the blessed thing to do.
It is.
Because God made it.
Okay. Well, I just think that it should be decriminalized. I'm not going all that far.
God made. Whatever.
Okay, wrap it up.
So that is pretty much the read.
Yeah, it is.
Episode 2.
Woo.
How do you feel you did?
I feel great.
I feel great about it also.
I'm pretty
well.
Good, I think.
So I just want to quickly say before we go, thank you so much to everyone and your support, all of the kind words and comments that we got about the show so
far.
Yeah,
you guys are really dope.
Like, we really just plan to come up here and talk shit and be stupid, and that's what we're doing. And yeah. For whatever reason, you like it.
So as long as you like it, I guess we'll do it.
Yeah, I guess we'll just keep it moving.
Yeah.
And keep it going. Happy birthday, our upcoming birthday to Asante.
Asante, picante sauce, I love you.
Love you much.
Love you, Tay.
Alrighty, so I think we're gonna head back to our homes.
The fucking uptown, where the fucking rats speak Spanish.
Let's count the fucking blade-carrying rats and the smells of urine.
Yeah. So next time we come back, we'll just tell you how many rats we saw.
Like 12.
Killing each other.
Rats and 3 piss moments.
Yeah. Well, only 3? Woo.
Yeah, we do have to go all the way uptown.
Anyway, I'm sleepy.
Whatever. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.